This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a big criticism patients have of their doctor or medical providers, they don't get enough time with them. And I was trained in the 90s. Sorry to date myself, but it's out there. I'm going to my high school reunion. Everybody knows how old I am. Yeah, it's my 10-year reunion. Yeah, go with that. And when I was trained in the 90s, we were taught you spend whatever time you need to with the patient. If that patient needs an hour, you spend the hour. You sit there, you take an H&P, you examine them thoroughly. Now, of course, most of our patients are hospital patients. And you don't make the patient feel rushed. You sit down. You ask the patient if you could sit, because studies show that if you sat with the patient as opposed to standing, you look like you spent more time with them, even if, per that study, you spent less time with them. If you sat down, it looked like you spent more time with them. Now, the reality of it, when I was in training, everybody yelled at you, saying, hurry up, you got 4 more patients, you got 4 more admits, hurry up. You know, so you kept getting yelled at anyway to hurry up. But the training and the premise was you spend the time you need with the patient. Because the more time you spend, the more history you could get, the more you could figure out what's going on. Well, that's not the case. In fact, there was a study through a British Medical Journal that the average time a person spends actually varies per country. In the U.S., their study said an average of 21 minutes per patient is spent, whereas another study in the Annals of Family Medicine found it to be like 17.5 minutes. Apparently, in Canada, it's 15.8 minutes. In the U.K., it's 9.2 minutes. 9.2 minutes in the U.K. And again, you know, everybody's pushing for socialized medicine. Oh, well, they do it well in England. I would really hold back, okay? Kind of pump the brakes on that one. I don't know if I want to mimic a healthcare system like the U.K. 9.2 minutes per patient in the U.K. Get this. In China, 2 minutes. The average time a doctor spends in Bangladesh with their patient, 2 minutes. And in Pakistan, 1.79 minutes. So patients are getting less time with their doctor. In fact, I watch what happens across the pond a lot in medicine, and it turns out that the GPs or the primary care doctors are pretty upset that they're only allotted 10 minutes per patient. And they want more time. They want at least 15 minutes. And then there's another push going on in Europe to have the doctors stand. Get this. They want doctors to stand at stand-up desks because they think they'll appear to be stronger role models for their patients. Plus, it allows them to work quicker. If you sit down, you get comfy, you talk more. So it looks like there's a push, and there's, I think, in Liverpool, I'm not exactly sure where, there's going to be a trial, I'm sure I could look it up, where they're going to have doctors stand, and they're going to see if that helps patients want to stand more and be more physically active. It's at Loughborough University is where they're doing the study. And so that's kind of the opposite of the way I was trained. It's kind of the opposite of how we're training medical students. We're training medical students to sit down. In fact, medical students and osteopathic students have to do practicals now. And if they stand, they could fail. So medicine is starting to change. And is it changing because we're trying to focus on patient health? Is it changing because we're focusing on economics? You know, one thing that really startled me and shocked me and a lot of my colleagues who I went to school with, who are older, okay, older than me somehow, was that these practicals that these students have, they only get 14 minutes in the osteopathic practical or 15 minutes in the MD practical, the allopathic. 14 minutes they're being tested with an interaction with the patient. 15 minutes in the MD realm. And that's not enough time to greet a person, establish rapport, make them comfortable with you, to let them open up about, let's say, an STD or examine them. Then you have to take a history, get a real thorough history, get a back history, like, you know, what happened in their past. You have to intervene if they smoke or drink or, you know, not use condoms. Then you have to examine them, you know, sometimes perform a therapy in the osteopathic practical, which I think is harder than the MD practical. And then summarize a visit, give them the plan, and get the hell out of there in time to do a note. Now, when you document, do you have plenty of time? No, you only get 9 minutes. In the MD test, 10 minutes to document a note. So now it's like speed dating. It's speed rushing. And that's completely opposite how we were trained. How we were trained is if it's going to take an hour to do an HP, you use that hour. But things changed in medicine. You know, when doctors were getting sued left and right, a lot of us learned the hard way. Luckily, I was never sued, but a lot of people learned the hard way that the more a patient tells you, the more you're responsible for. So if you ask an open-ended question, like, what's wrong? You know, how do you feel? What's going on today? Oh, well, I got chest pain, and I got a headache, and I think my vision is going. You almost want to cut them off so you could address the chest pain, so you could address the headaches, so you could address the blurry vision, because you are responsible in full for anything that could be going on with their eyes, if they have a stroke, if they go blind, if they have a heart attack. And so I'm noticing a lot, and, you know, medical students tell me when they rotate with doctors in their clinicals that the doctors don't ask open-ended questions. You know, one, they don't have enough time because they have to punch those patients out as quickly as possible. And two, the more a patient says, the more you're responsible for. So, like, great, no chest pain, you don't have any chest pain, no trouble breathing, no headache, no blurry vision, good. You only need a refill, that's all you need, good. And they just curtail it like that because then that's all they're responsible for. I'm hearing patient intake paperwork is changing. They don't want patients to be clicking off the box of every single complaint they have because then they're required to address every single complaint. So if the patient only brings up that they have a hangnail, that's all you have to deal with. That's all you could get sued for if something goes wrong is that hangnail. So medicine's changing. How long do I think a doctor visit should be? Well, one, as long as it takes, but no less than 15 minutes. No less for one complaint. Is that practical? No, definitely not in England. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Anna wants to know about a flu shot shortage. She heard that there's a flu shot shortage. And what I found out on my end is we technically don't have a flu shot shortage of the regular flu shot. We believe that there's an issue with seniors and the flu zone, I think, or the older adjuvant flu shot that I guess gives them an extra boost. In England, though, they are having issues with a flu shot back orders. So it's the high-dose flu vaccine shortage, not the regular flu shot. So for those who are seniors who need the higher dose or the ones with the adjuvant, although I don't think the Fluad is in low supply. I think it's just the flu zone. We're kind of double checking that. We had, you know, talked about this yesterday. We're recommending that they still get the regular flu shot. According to KWCH, they interviewed Sedgwick County Immunization Services in Wichita, Kansas. And they said the reason it feels like there's a shortage is because the CDC and World Health Organization took a little bit longer to get the strain out to the companies because we have two brand new reworked strains. So remember what I told you where we kind of stalled to figure out which flu strain we need to make our flu vaccine from? Because we were watching what was happening in Australia, and their flu season started a few weeks earlier than normal, and their flu kind of affected about 300,000 people. We didn't know that yet because we have to decide no later than February of our year. So February 2019, while the other flu season is going on, we have to decide which virus we are going to create our flu vaccine from, use as a skeleton. And that's taken a wild guess. So from what we understand, CDC and World Health Organization might have taken a little bit more time to wait to see which strain exactly was going to be the best match. From what we understand with the World Health Organization, we still have a mismatch. Now, the Fluad, or the high-dose flu vaccine, from what we understand, has been manufactured a little bit late. So even though some pharmacies are getting a box here, a box there, they're running out. That doesn't apply to most younger, middle-aged people or kids. Now, notwithstanding, when you look at what's going on in Europe, they actually do have a shortage. From what we understand, according to Daily Mail, the GPs have been told to prioritize vulnerable youngsters with underlying conditions and ensuring that they are the first to get the nasal spray. Now, the nasal spray is the quadrivalent flu vaccine. We call it, what do we call our nasal spray? Skipping my mind. Over there, they call it Fluens Tetra. And AstraZeneca makes it. And the spray is given to kids. Can't get it if you're under two. And you can't get it if you're pregnant. But they say that many children across the UK has to wait until late November to be vaccinated. Well, flu season is now. Now's the time to get it. So that's a problem. And it's making people worried over here that we have a shortage. So, like I said, our shortage only has to do with older individuals. You know, this flu shot debacle that we deal with every year is really frustrating, I think, for a lot of us. And I think we need to quit having debacles. I think we have to be a little bit more honest with people and say, look, we're going to take our best stab at it. Here's the shot. Or here's the nasal spray, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to have it ready to go. If there has to be a booster, you know, what I'm wondering is maybe what we need to do, and I don't know how popular an idea this is, but if flu season peaks December and January, and we give us our red line point of no return of February for the flu shot to be distributed in September, because we really want you getting the flu shot 2 weeks before you need it. So we recommend people get the flu shot in September or October. Why not a little bit later in the spring work on the booster shot? So that if we notice we have a mismatch and we notice we're having issues during peak season, we could give people another shot. Is that horrible a suggestion? Give them a booster that has the newer, updated strain. And you guys see what's happening. What's happening is we we think we know which virus is causing most of the flu issues, but we don't know what it looks like entirely. And these viruses mutate and they change and they evolve. So 2 years ago, when we had a not so very effective flu vaccine, even though it still saved lives, because even if it's only 16% effective, it still saved 16 out of 100 people. What happened is the virus mutated before we finished producing the shot. And so now we have the flu shot, and we kind of have a new virus out there. For some, the flu shot still provides protection. It's enough. The immune system's like, you know what? It's good enough. It looks like the flu. It acts like the flu. Even if it's not exact, I'll just fight it anyway. For other people, they're like, nah, that is not exactly what I was trained to do. So, nope, I'm gonna stay on break. All right? So maybe for those people, they need that a booster. And, you know, it's a shame it takes us so long to develop these. I mean, you know, with Ebola, they sure fast-tracked ZMapp pretty quickly. I mean, you know, I've seen these companies really step it up, and I don't understand why the flu shot takes that long. But it just does. So now we have delays in the UK. Now, we brought up a few different stories opening today about UK medicine, and I'm going to always bring up what happens in other countries because we have too many people in this country asking that we mimic others. And the UK system is brought up as, well, it works. It works. It works. I don't think it works. I really don't. Now, with flu shots, they say AstraZeneca's delay does not impact stock of injectable flu vaccines given to adults. Their delays shouldn't really have to so much do with the socialized medicine system. But certain pharmaceutical companies have certain deals with the healthcare system than others. Right now in America, what we do is we can buy from the manufacturer, or we buy from a wholesaler, or we buy at retail. And when they get the shipment, they ship it to us. So for years, I was buying flu vaccine from my medical supply vendor, and my medical supply vendor was getting it from the company. Yet it's different when you have a socialized medicine system. The pharmaceutical company sells it to the government. The government then decides to distribute it. Well, if the government wants to hoard a bunch of the shots, like we think what happened with ZMapp and Ebola, the government can do that. So, if you guys remember, we had somebody that came down with Ebola, or had it, on our soil, the very first patient in Dallas, Texas, and we were told, and he was told, that we were out of the medication. How are you out when it's the first case? Well, apparently America was out because I don't know. Did we lose the supply? Did somebody unplug the refrigerator? Do we have plenty of Ebola medicine, but it's just, you know, put aside for government officials? I don't know. So as far as I'm concerned, having the government in control of our health care, I just don't feel safe. And one reason is, you know, are we going to get our vaccines or our medications if needed? Yeah, I love the idea of people having access to medications on their own. I don't like people self-treating without a medical provider's advice. But if we're supposed to be, you know, unified and dependent on the government to give us our health care, then they have full control of the medicines, full control of the vaccines. And if we're in short supply, there's just nothing we're going to be able to do. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Elizabeth Warren proposed a $20 trillion addition in federal spending over the next decade to provide health care to every American without raising taxes on the middle class, a potentially risky effort that pits the goal of universal coverage against the skepticism of government-run health care. The details of Warren's Medicare for All plan aims to quell the criticism that the Massachusetts Democrat and presidential candidate has been extremely vague about how she would pay for her sweeping proposal. Her refusal to say until now whether she would impose new taxes on the middle class, as fellow progressive White House hopeful Bernie Sanders has said he would, had become unbearable and made her a target in recent presidential debates. However, her detailed proposal was quickly attacked by her moderate rivals, including former Vice President Joe Biden, whose campaign said it amounts to mathematical gymnastics. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we've reached a milestone in polio eradication. And they say that the second of three forms of the polio virus has been eradicated. Now, some of you may be going, well, that's fine and dandy, but we got this acute flaccid myelitis going on, striking kids, you know, throughout the country, and you know, what's going on with that? Well, let's first talk about the good news, then we'll talk about the bad news. So the good news is health experts are boasting that two of the three forms of poliovirus have been completely eradicated, meaning destroyed. There are three types of the wild poliovirus. Even though each is scientifically different, they seem to cause the same symptoms, where you have a cold one night, upper respiratory infection, wake up the next day paralyzed, and you can even die. So the world has declared being free of type 2 4 years ago, and now the World Health Organization said type 3 has been eradicated, but type 1 is still circulating in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And polio usually affects children under 5, young children. The World Health Organization estimates 1 in 200 cases can lead to irreversible paralysis. And then people can die because their respiratory muscles can paralyze. In the olden days, we had to use iron lungs and use breathing machines for these kids that couldn't breathe on their own. No cure still. But we have a polio vaccine. And since we started vaccinating, we were able to eradicate it in America. They say cases of wild polio have fallen by 99% since the year 1988. The declaration type 2 had been wiped out was made in 2015, 16 years after the last case was seen in India. The problem is we still have one strain of polio out there. The last case of type 3 polio was detected about 7 years ago. Since then, experts from the Global Commission for the Certification of Poliomyelitis Eradication, of which the World Health Organization is a member, have watched patterns of polio cases to make sure that type 3 has been eradicated. So it's a major milestone. It's wonderful. All right? As long as countries still promote vaccination. Now, does that mean we don't have to vaccinate against polio anymore? No. No. Because what if somebody's wrong? Or what if, I don't know, some reason the virus, I don't know, shows up? Or if a terrorist has been holding bioweapons. Right? So we still vaccinate, and we still will. You know, we don't have to vaccinate against smallpox anymore. But eventually we won't have to vaccinate against polio, but we're still going to. Type 1 is now circulating in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The last case detected in Nigeria, where it was also endemic, was 2016. So job's not finished. They're still working on that. But what's very, very frustrating is we don't know what's going on with this acute flaccid myelitis. This acute flaccid myelitis is affecting young children. It's causing very similar symptoms, acting like polio, where they have a cold and then all of a sudden they have muscle weakness. Very, very scary for parents, scary for kids. I believe we've had two deaths. Parents last year were upset that the CDC wasn't reporting the numbers of cases accurately or the numbers of deaths caused by this acute flaccid myelitis, where they acutely become weak in the muscles, flaccid myelitis. And they believe it's an enterovirus, very similar to the poliovirus, but they haven't been able to identify exactly what's the cause. If they do, they need to probably create a vaccine for that. So we're going to keep you posted. So like I said, this is good news, but not 100%. Now, there has been questions on vaccine-derived polio outbreaks. So we have two polioviruses out there. The oral, which is the live attenuated one, where it's a very weakened version, and then we have the inactivated, the killed version. In America, we stopped doing the live attenuated one in the 90s. I think there was a case where a grandpa was changing his grandkid's diaper, and he ended up coming down with polio because the kid had gotten their vaccine, the polio vaccine, and it was the oral, and shed it onto the stool, shed, S-H-E-D, shed the virus onto the stool, into the stool, and so somehow he picked it up. And so they decided that maybe what we need to do is just do the vaccine, the killed vaccine, or the shot. So we stopped giving oral polio vaccine, I think, in the late 90s. So they say there are currently outbreaks of vaccine-derived polio in 12 countries. Angola, Benin, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Chad, Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Ghana, Nigeria, or Niger, Togo, and Zambia. So we aren't going to hopefully see that in our neck of the woods, but unfortunately, if, you know, people have it, they could shed it, the virus, very easily. Shed, S-H-E-D. That is really a hard word to say on air. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right, so this was kind of a fascinating discovery. There was a woman who went to a tourist attraction in Scotland. And I guess she had to walk through a security thermal camera. Well, the camera picked up a spot. She later got it checked out and was diagnosed with breast cancer. Ball Gill, 41 years old, visited Camera Obscura and World of Illusions in May. Since then, she's had two surgeries to get rid of breast cancer. She said, "We had been to Edinburgh Castle, and all the way down, we saw the museum. While making our way through the floors, we got to the thermal imaging camera room, as all families do." Oh, okay, never mind. It wasn't security. It was one of those things where you get to sit there and wave at the camera. "As all families do, we entered and started to wave our arms and look at the images we created. While doing this, I noticed a heat patch, red, coming from my left breast. We thought it was odd, and having looked at everyone else, they didn't have the same. I took a picture, and we carried on and enjoyed the rest of the museum." Now, unfortunately, that ended up being breast cancer. She went home, turned to Google, did some research on thermal images. Then she found dozens of articles and made an appointment with the doctor and was diagnosed with early stage breast cancer. And I'm looking at the image. You see her son. You see her kid waving. You see her standing there. Her breasts are blue except for one part. She says, "I have now had two surgeries. I know, I want to go and find one of those thermal imaging things now and sit there and wave." Although, Actually, what I want to do is I want to compress it like a mammogram where I put the breast up against the image, flatten it out, and see what happens. But, you know, thermography is really, really cool. People have always asked me, how do I feel about it? I go, I think it's great. We don't use it. It's underutilized. But what I really want later are at-home tests, you know, where you could scan yourself and if something comes up. Unfortunately, though, that's going to be far into the future because health experts don't want people examining themselves. You know, the self-breast exam is not recommended by health experts, U.S. health experts. They do not recommend it because they say there's too many false positives. How do you tell a person to not examine themselves? You should know your body. But they don't want people going, "Oh, I think I have a lump," and then the doctor is, you know, committed to getting something done. Now, this camera that was at the Camera Obscura, I guess, was installed in 2009. It's non-invasive and there's no radiation. But it was a thermal camera. And picking up heat images and I really don't understand why it's only the face and the hands, because you give off heat everywhere, and so I kind of need to study it more. But something like that, that might not be that expensive, that you could have, and you know, you could do, and you could say, "All right, guys, just walk through the thermal camera," I think would be fascinating. I mean, it would be like, yeah, life changing. But we're still not there yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So according to USA Today, almost 2,000 homes and businesses across California have been without power. and utilities have warned that hundreds of thousands more could be in the dark because we still have high winds and brittle conditions that are fueling these fast-growing wildfires. So Sonoma County, 75 miles north of San Francisco, and beautiful, gosh, that's beautiful land, has the Kincade Fire. It's fast-growing, flared up early Thursday, and within hours covered more than 15 square miles. National Weather Service reported wind gusts of up to 70 miles an hour. Evacuations were underway in several communities. According to the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office, they said leave immediately if you are in these locations. Extraordinary threat to life or property. CAL FIRE said two buildings have been damaged. Structures and power lines were threatened by the blaze. More than 300 firefighters were currently on the scene, backed by more than 50 engines and three bulldozers. CAL FIRE spokesperson Jonathan Cox told KTVU-TV that the fire was growing at a critical rate, and he blamed the dry conditions and the high winds. So, it's fire season right now. 0% of the fire has been contained from what we understand, according to a post to the official Twitter account of the Sonoma Lake Napa Unit of the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. So mandatory evacuation orders were issued in the area from Geysers Road to Highway 129, Pine Flat Road, Red Winery Road, with residents being told to leave immediately if you are in or near these roads. So the bulk of the power outages have affected at least 500,000 people in Northern and Central California. And Pacific Gas and Electric has been warning for days that high winds forecast for the state could result in preemptive power shutoffs. Residents should be ready to be without power for 48 hours or more. I mean, just absolutely devastating. And, you know, remember, what happened is, I believe the fires back in 2017 were linked to power lines and PG&E. And they were criticized for not doing more to prevent the fires. So this year, preemptively, they said, okay, we're going to do we're going to shut down power and have rolling blackouts. And people were ticked, and the next day a fire started. And so, you know, they had been sued. And they had been, you know, people wanted them liable for the fires a couple years ago. So they're being preemptive, and then they're shutting off power. The problem is if you have insulin, you know, if you have a diabetic in your family, if you, you know, being without power is not very easy. You know, if how many of you guys have gone camping? It's great, it's fun, but it's a little stressful. And then you come home and you can't wait to open up the refrigerator and, you know, get a glass of milk or water or, you know. But when these things happen, not to mention there's a fire, and you want to be able to access your internet, you want to be able to hear warnings, well, that's my radio. You know, stick in a battery and, you know, listen to AM radio. That's, I think one of the best things you could do when you have power outages and, you know, you're going through one of these unfortunate natural disasters. So they say the company predicts strong winds forecast for Sunday and Monday. The latest wave of outages come 2 weeks after gusty winds, high temperature, parched conditions. PG&E had to shut off power to 2 million people, many for several days. People were ticked. And the preemptive outage fueled huge outrage, but they defend it. Right? And remember, they were sued when they didn't do this a couple years ago. So damned if they do, damned if they don't. We'll keep you guys posted. From what we understand, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for all of Sonoma County, which is in effect until 4 p.m. today. Both Sonoma County and Lake County were reported to have been affected by the power shutdowns. Power shutdown was issued 2 p.m. yesterday in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada, followed by the counties in the North San Francisco Bay Area and parts of San Mateo and Kern. I don't know what the answer is. Yeah, schools were closed, and, I mean, it seems like fires are a yearly thing. I lived in Reno, Nevada for a couple of years. Both years, our sky was black with fires that were coming from Northern California. I believe we even had a fire in Verde. And Reno's on the border of Nevada and California. So there was, I believe, the Verde fire in 94? I don't remember. But sky was black. You know, with smoke. I mean, Northern California wildfires, it's one of the prettiest landscapes in the United States, and unfortunately, it's one of the most vulnerable. And, you know, they say, well, it's global change, or global warming. There were fires in the 90s. There's always been fires. But it just seems to be more, I don't know, just seems to be more prominent now. And, you know, so unfortunately, we don't really have ways to fight natural disasters yet. Where it's 2019, we're going into 2020. Not much we could do except if a hurricane's coming, we evacuate. If we think we're in fire conditions, we evacuate. Not really a lot you could do yet. A CBS correspondent suffered a miscarriage while covering wildfires and blames herself. I tell her not to. Do not blame yourself for a miscarriage. But a CBS correspondent had a miscarriage while on assignment in 2017 covering the wildfires. And she's been wrestling with guilt, even though doctors are reassuring her it's not her fault. Maria Villarreal penned a personal essay, "Did I Cause This?" Getting past the stigma of miscarriages, for CBS News on Tuesday, and she remembers standing on the ridge of a scorched hill in Yosemite National Park in July 2017, and then she began to feel stabbing pains. She said after a 45-minute trek up the hill, rather than feeling accomplished, she was cringing in pain, kind of near a C-section scar she had by the birth of her son. She had been 9 weeks pregnant, but hadn't told any members of her crew, leading one to suggest that maybe she ate a bad burrito for lunch, maybe had some bad Mexican food on the way there. I really feel bad for Mexican food restaurants, because every time somebody has, like, diarrhea or stomach pain or whatever, they go, "Did you have a bad burrito or taco?" I've eaten burritos and tacos my whole life, never got food poisoning from one of them, knock on wood. I've gotten it from fish. Maybe a bad burger. Nobody ever says, "Oh, did you eat a bad burger?" But they go, "Did you have, you know, some bad Mexican food or a bad burrito?" Where did that stereotype come from? I don't know. So she says, "I'll always remember those words uttered by a coworker who had no idea I was pregnant. I knew if I told any of the men on the crew what I was going through, they wouldn't understand." I don't believe that. I think a lot of men understand. But that's how she felt. She said, "I'd get that look, 'Oh, you poor woman,' and then word would get back to my managers, so I kept everything to myself." And I get some people feel like they have to hide their pregnancy, you know, but I think men are very understanding, a lot of them, this day and age. So she said, due to her location, there were no bathrooms nearby, and she knew she was heavy bleeding. There were no bathrooms close by, and I was worried I'd bleed through several layers of clothing, and then everyone would see the pain I was going through my bright yellow fire-retarded suit. But I didn't, and I'm thankful. So she was wondering if she could have saved the baby or gotten to a doctor on short notice, but unfortunately, no. You know, once you start to bleed, that's the body expelling the pregnancy, which means she probably miscarried a couple days or maybe even a week before she went on assignment. You know, and people will say, you know, "Well, it's my fault. You know, my husband had a heart attack," or, you know, "My wife miscarried." You know, if you have a pregnant wife and you're beating her uterus and you're beating her up, yes, you can induce a miscarriage. But if you have an argument with somebody, you know, and that baby miscarried, then most likely that was not a healthy pregnancy. There could have been chromosomal abnormalities. It could have been that, you know. In fact, you know, a quarter, I was taught that a third of all pregnancies could end in miscarriage. So it's a lot more common than we think. You know, well, you know, blessings to her and, you know, Godspeed and you know, prayers for having strength through that, but not your fault. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing,
manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.